Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. The king of sports memorabilia, Brandon Steiner, is on the phone. He gave us three really cool items to auction off for the toy drive.
Nice.
And they're on the radio station website right now. And you could make your bid. So we have a link to eBay. We put it on eBay because they know what they're doing in terms of auctions and stuff. So, Brandon, can you run us through these items and tell us what you think their starting bid should be?
Absolutely. And I'm going to add a little something in there, actually, that I thought of. First of all, good morning, everybody.
Happy good morning. Yes.
John Starks, the dunk.
Yeah.
I was with Patrick Ewing. I'm just name dropping. But I was with him last week. And we were laughing about how John, who hasn't played for 25 years, but that dunk over Jordan and the kind of player he was, it's just still, he still rocks. He's still like a lovable favorite athlete player in this tri-state area. It's amazing. And it's a beautiful photo that we embellished a little bit. So it almost looks like a little bit of an art piece. So we did a little bit different to the piece where he's dunking clearly over Jordan. It was a moment of time that I happened to be there for at the Madison Square Garden, and the place erupted.
It blew up.
The other item is Oswaldo Cabrera. Now, for you Yankee fans out there, this is one young, incredibly talented, gifted player. I think he played five positions. Anyway, we're going to add in an opportunity to meet Oswaldo because he'll be on the team next year and hopefully be a major factor. He's a young rookie. So on top of the ball, and I'll leave it to you guys to figure out how to do this so it's a little more exciting, where you bid on the ball, but you'll have a chance to meet him and come up to our offices, or we'll set up a place where you can meet Oswaldo Cabrera, the Yankee. And, for young kids, this is a great gift for Christmas because he's so young and he really talks a lot about how to play the game and how you can build yourself up to maybe get in the major leagues. He's from Venezuela, speaks good English, and is a great guy. You'll love it. So if you want, you have a young kid and maybe wants to meet him, or if you know what I'm talking about, the energy of this kid, it's amazing. Everybody knows when he's on the field, his energy is contagious. And then the last one, I can't believe also, I just saw the other day, I was going to Syracuse, and she's running her camp, Brianna Stewart, probably the greatest basketball player on the planet. You want her on your team. The question is she's a free agent. Will she be up in Mohegan Sun? Will she be playing for Brooklyn, or is she going to stay and play for the Seattle Storm? It's kind of a cool photo that we created for her, showing her four championships that she won at UConn. So if you're a girl dad or you're looking for a great gift and your kid plays basketball, you'll love Brianna Stewart. Certainly one of my favorite players and really great person too. So those are the three gifts, and hopefully people will bid on this opportunity to meet Oswaldo so we can raise a lot of money for this worthwhile charity.
The Starks, these things, are they autographed?
All of them are hand-signed, authenticated. Actually, all three of these items are hand-signed. I actually witnessed them. Our new company, Collectible Exchange, we have partnerships with these players. So when you go to the site, we're like an eBay. You know, you could sell and buy your stuff on our site. But we have 80 athletes that we're partners with. So you're actually buying this directly from Brianna Stewart. You're buying it from Oswaldo. You're buying this from Starks.
Wow.
And you'll see on the site, they have all their game used, all their different things on the site that you can buy. And then, again, if you want to sell your stuff, I'm happy to cash out your stuff and try to help you sell it.
Brandon Steiner's on, king of all sports memorabilia. He gave us three beautiful items, and now one includes a meet and greet. Up for auction for the Chaz and AJ Toy Drive. Where would you say the Starks autograph picture should start in terms of bidding?
I'm going to start at $150.
Okay.
Beautiful. It's framed, by the way, hand signed by John. And
the presentation on all.
Maybe we could arrange for somebody to meet Starks along with buying that too, as well.
The presentation on all of your items, by the way, I mean, it's class act. So the Starks. All right, the Oswaldo autograph ball with a meet and greet. What do you think?
I love the Oswaldo just because he's such a young rookie, and you never know how, if this is going to be one of the next stars. I think he is. He's just an incredibly hard worker. I would start that at $100. Beautiful ball, and then a chance to meet him. It's worth way, way more, but I figure let a lot of people get in the game. We'll see where it goes, because I think when you get to meet a player at the beginning And then 10 years from now, you look back when you met him as a rookie.
Right.
It's amazing. I've had that opportunity with a bunch of players, and that's really my favorite thing about being in the business, when you meet a Derek Jeter as a rookie, Mariano as a rookie, and they're not sure where the bathroom is, and then, you know, they become these elite superstars.
Especially because they still have a love for the game, this passion to get there, so they want to talk about it more rather than, like, it's my job type thing. So this is an awesome moment to meet them.
Yeah, yes, Waldo, absolutely. Not only do you get the ball autographed, you get a meet and greet, which to me says you're going to have a picture of you standing there.
Yeah, with, you hope.
Oh, there you go.
And when you meet Oswaldo, it's amazing, like, the attention, you know, that he'll give you and your, and whoever you bring with you. Obviously, we'll sign a couple other things for you as well. A good cause,
that's
so
wild.
Happy to facilitate this. And you get an opportunity to come down to our offices, or we'll figure out a place, maybe at a Yankee game. We'll figure something out, and it'll be fun for you to come down and get a little idea of what's going on in his world as he moves into his first full season.
And then the Breanna Stewart, where would you start that?
I started that one at $100 also. Breanna Stewart, though, one day we'll look back and realize that we had a chance to watch and see the greatest woman player of all time. I mean, she's won 2 WNBA championships, 4 NCAA championships, 2 Olympics, and she's still in the peak of her career.
Wow.
And you want this woman on your team. I just love her. I mean, I watch a lot of Storm games because of her, and Sue Bird is another player that we have. And so a good role model, a good example of how to play the game, and just a winner. She's won since she's probably a little kid everything she could win.
If you go to WPLR.com, you'll see these items. There's a link, and you could go to eBay and bid on them, and all the proceeds go to the toy drive. Let's take some calls for Brandon Steiner, King of Sports Memorabilia. Lisa in Wallingford.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
That's why we said hello.
That's why I said hi.
Driving.
Are all the people in Connecticut like this, or is this just...
No, it's just us on Monday.
I like this guy. Looks like me.
It's Monday. Sorry, I was driving.
We got it.
I had a question. My brother has had a massive collection of cards, and we're talking baseball, football, hockey, from the early 70s. And I don't know where to go to get something like this valued.
You're on the phone with him. Yeah.
1972 football team that's like with Gale Sayers and like OJ and like all those big guys.
Get you an answer if you stop talking.
All right. Yeah, yeah. So Lisa, hold on 1 second. You're very got some energy going there.
Very excited.
But she mentioned OJ. Is the OJ card signed?
It's him in the Bronco.
No, it's not signed, unfortunately. Okay. But they're in, like, mint condition, and it's, like, almost this 1972 football team,
okay.
And I know...
Let me do this. Lisa, I'm going to put you on hold. You go to Brandon's website for this. Where should she go?
Well, first of all, she'd be a good replacement for one of you guys if it doesn't work out. She'd be a good host. but secondly, you know, the cards are interesting. A lot of people are stuck with a lot of cards. They don't know what to do with it. We offer a white glove service. So, actually, if you reach out to me... Brandon Steiner, 1981 at Gmail, Lisa, or if you just LinkedIn, go to my LinkedIn and message me. We have a card guru in our office that just takes care of people like yourself, because there's so many of them that have cards, and we'll explain to you what to auction, what to sell, how to get them graded. It's a little more of a complicated answer, but it's a very common question that a lot of people have. All these cards don't know what to do with. They all say, by the way, that the cards are in excellent condition. Unfortunately... Right. That's probably not true, but I'm sure they're in decent condition. And you're looking for some of those gems, and you could be sitting with some. The cards in the 70s have good value. Once you get into the mid-late 80s, it's a problem.
All right. Paul in Berlin.
Hey, morning.
Hey.
Morning.
What do you got?
So I got it's either a late 70s, early 80s, Oakland Athletics, signed ball. And it's the old-style baseball hat they used to wear. The Pirates used to wear it, too. It's not your traditional hat, but the whole brim is signed. Carney Lansford, Ricky Henderson, I think maybe Billy Martin's on it.
Joe Rudy, Reggie Jackson.
Love yeah, there's a whole bunch. My uncle used to all the time.
Wow. I have to see the condition of those autographs, because sometimes you know, it's on a hat. If you don't know what you're doing, it kind of doesn't look right. But if it did look right and it's on one of those, you said a hat, right? A baseball hat.
Yeah, it's the old, it's like the it's almost like the sailor hat type of look. I don't know what they call it.
Yeah, that was great. That Finley guy was a great marketer, and he always knew how to do unusual, crazy things with the uniforms. He's really the first one to do it, along with incredible promos to get people to the ballpark. I love that hat. It's definitely worth a few $100. Could be worth more if the autographs are really in good condition, and you do have all those names on there, particularly Billy Martin, Reggie Jackson, the two of the biggies. But that whole team was, I mean, one of the great, really underrated, but great teams of all time. You know, from Burke Campanaris at shortstop. I mean, what a great team. Be interesting if you have all of them. And I'd love to see a picture of it. If you want to send that to me, you can message me on LinkedIn or BrandonSteiner1981 at Gmail.
Will do. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
My pleasure.
Have a great holiday, guys.
You too. Matt, the Uber driver, you have a Derek Jeter ball or picture?
Yeah, hi. How you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
Gordon. So I got a bunch of Derek Jeter memorabilia, but the one I was calling about was I have a rookie card signed by Derek Jeter, and the issue with that is it's signed to me.
That's an issue. Question is that an Upper Deck SBX, or is that which rookie card do you have? You have the shiny one with the metallic?
No. It's just a normal card.
But you sure it's an Upper Deck?
I'm pretty sure, but I could be wrong. I thought it was though.
No, you were wrong when you got it personalized. This would be
yeah.
This is where you're wrong.
How dare you be a kid?
I know.
I love Derek, and anything Derek Jeter is always worth a lot. I mean, he's one of the greats of all greats. Depends which rookie card. If you have the SBX, it's a shiny metallic silver card. Those are worth a lot more, and that is the Jeter rookie card you want. The other rookie cards aren't worth that much, believe it or not, so you didn't do anything wrong. If you got a personalized, it's a nice keepsake. And what's your name again, sir?
Matt, Uber driver.
No, what's your first name?
Matt. The last name is Uber driver.
A lot of Matts out there. So, you know, you put something like that on, you can put that on, you know, hopefully, you know, I've got a kid named Matt, I go get that, boom. Golden.
And you know what's funny is my girlfriend's due date is 1/17. And we're having a little boy. His name is Matthew.
See, you got a rookie card for him already. How great a dad are you? Phenomenal.
That's a way to come in, I think.
You were thinking ahead. Divine intervention.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Matt, thank you.
Appreciate you guys. You guys are the best.
You are the best. Brandon, what's the difference of value? Like, if you take that, let's just say, without the name, it's worth X. With the name, it's worth what?
Yeah, with Jeter, if you have the right rookie card, that card ranges anywhere from a few $100 to thousands of dollars. That's his rookie card's doing extremely well. I've seen his rookie card go for as much as $5,000 or $10,000 and up, or as little as, you know, $500. The other rookie cards could sell anywhere from $30, $40 to $200, depending on the condition. And I have many people come to me because having worked with Derek for many years, they come to me with all these different Jeter rookie cards, but there's only one really valuable one. These cards signed in the last 2 years have become more valuable and more popular. I was getting my cards signed back in the day. People thought I was an idiot. They didn't know what I was doing. It ended up working out for me. But so I just like getting things autographed, obviously. I've got a lot of other issues we don't have time for on the show. But I wanted to get all my cards signed. And I was, like, fanatical about it, really. And so I like that. But some really intense card collectors don't like their cards signed. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag there.
Well, Brandon, thank you for coming on, but really thank you for the three beautiful gifts, autographs,
awesome.
And the meet and greet that comes with one of them. We have it on eBay. It's linked up to the radio station website. Now you could bid. All proceeds go to the toy drive. Thank you, brother.
I'm here for you guys. Love it. Love all this stuff that you guys are doing. Happy holidays, everybody. And thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Don't hesitate to reach out if you got a question. Thank you.
Thank you. And it's collectibleexchange.com. This is the sound of a 5-year-old in Connecticut being attacked by a raccoon.
It really hurt.
This is Riley McNamara, just a couple of hours after being attacked by a violent raccoon.
Hold on. AJ's out today. Pat Oates is in. He's at Comics Mohegan Sun Sunday.
Who cares where I am?
And he'll be having nightmares.
I hate this so much.
Alyssa's hanging out as well.
She likes it.
I like it. I am a raccoon.
Child screaming life. We just keep playing blood-curdling screams from a child.
Alyssa attacks five-year-olds and eats out of garbage cans.
The second one is the most true.
The combative animal grabs Sweet Riley's legs, biting her at least once.
Sweet Riley, that's Stop. Such a weird thing to say. Yeah. You hear her voice and it's like, oh, she does sound sweet, but it's weird to say that.
Sweet Riley.
In
a news report.
At times. It's not almost when she's like ah! That's
not it's almost like I thought that was her full name.
Sweet
yeah.
Riley.
Yeah. Sweet Riley.
She was just waiting outside her house for the school bus.
I didn't want to go off of my leg.
Oh. So let's break this clip down.
That was cute.
She says, I didn't want.
I didn't want to.
It didn't. It didn't.
Yeah, the raccoon did not want to get off my
She's
leg.
She's cute.
Oh.
It didn't.
Okay.
I didn't want to go off of my leg.
Oh. Okay.
It's almost like it wanted to eat me.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm afraid of raccoons, by the way.
Yeah.
Like
It was rabid.
They typically run away from me, which is what they're supposed to do. When they start walking towards you,
they're rabid.
It's a problem.
It was a rabid raccoon. It didn't want to get off my wing.
Is that the Briar Rabbit?
It was a rabid raccoon.
Yeah. Then what happened?
It took a big chunk out of my shin.
Out of your shin?
Yeah, on my shin.
Oh. And then what happened?
And then climb up my leg, try to get up my skirt.
Oh. I think I'm going to leave it right there.
I said, that feels kind of nice, Mom. Mom, why does that feel kind of nice?
What are you doing?
I can't be suspended for the toy drive.
I got to go.
Go ahead.
Go off of my leg.
Right back to the screen.
On camera, Riley's mom, Logan, hears her daughter screaming and rushes outside. She struggles with the raccoon, too, but intelligently guides Riley into the house.
You got to see this footage.
Yeah.
That mom is something else.
I will
wow.
never.
She never really, you know, you rehearse for certain things, like, all right, if there's a fire, we're going to get out this way or that way or whatever. You never really think, okay, if there's a rabid raccoon on the porch with my daughter, this is what I'm going to do, one, two, three. She just nailed it.
It was instinct.
Oh, that's crazy.
The other thing that's pretty amazing is how much Alyssa sounds like this.
Yeah, when she came back, I thought she did
it again. This is like a secret talent. Like, I'm embarrassed to share it with everyone right now. This is how I talk, like, to my mom sometimes, to my girlfriend sometimes.
I feel like that's how you talk to your microwave popcorn as it's being made.
Right.
Oh, no, I get, like, a little, like...
Oh,
like,
deep.
Yeah, like come
deep.
On. Yeah.
You Mama needs the butter.
Where's the butter? Like that. I can't believe it's not.
Butter all over my fingers.
Yeah. I want butter all over.
Okay, that was
Maybe
creepy.
That's why you were attacked by a raccoon.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
You just smell like a jar of butter.
I always do.
That or Nutella.
Here come all the calls of men like, talk to me like that, I'll give you $10,000 more dollars.
I know, right? my Venmo is, it's Alyssa-Golgi. Please help, it's Christmas time.
I want lots of money.
I love extra cash. I love extra cash.
Quash.
The raccoon scratches Logan's arm multiple times. Panicking, she screams for help.
So this is the mother. So now the mother comes out the door. She hears the kid screaming. She comes out the door. She grabs the raccoon, pushes the kid in the house, closes the door behind her, and now she has the raccoon with one arm. She tries to fling the raccoon, and the raccoon's like, oh, no. Oh, no. Now it's me and you. I'm not going.
That's traumatizing.
And she, like,
awful.
Goes to throw it, and it's still there. And now she warns a neighbor. Go in the house. Like, I would be saying, get over here and help me.
Yes.
I would not be talking.
Bring it back. Bring a golf club. Something.
I can't talk when I'm, like, traumatized.
It's just gibberish and shouting.
You're just screaming.
And they just stare.
You would be sweet, whatever her name is.
I'd be sweet Riley.
Riley.
Riley. Yeah. The screaming.
I'd give up. I would literally lay there and the raccoon would win. I would give up. Yeah. It's over. I died.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
done.
We don't have surviving instinct.
No.
We're comedians. We don't have it.
There's a raccoon in my backyard. Sometimes I go to the other door. I don't yeah. go to the back. I turn around. I go, you own this now. And I go to the front.
Yeah, we're dead.
Yeah. We're done. I can't fight you.
There's something about them, too, when they're coming at you. You just know that they're completely insane off the hook.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're still mad about us making hats out of a long time ago. They're like, stop. What was that? What was that
true. Time?
You hollowed out my eyes
you
and made a friggin' hat.
You hollowed
you
out
wore
my
me
aunt.
You didn't even make a cool vest. You just put me on your head like a dummy. Come here, sweet Riley. I'm getting revenge.
You didn't even like us enough to just patch us together and make
no.
a jacket.
No.
Just wore us on your head and left a tail on. Yeah. Just to let everyone know.
In case you were wondering, what this is, that's a coonskin cap.
I can see why they're pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris from Waterbury.
Yeah, so this one I had heard from the office I work at. I wasn't there for it, unfortunately, but everyone else like knows the story pretty well. So I guess a raccoon had broken into the office at some point. It was like traipsing around in the drop ceiling. And at one point, while everyone was away at night, it fell into the office and decided to eat someone's lunch that was in there or something like that.
Wow.
And it only left the avocados on the desk. So the guy gets in the next morning and he's like, you know, what the hell? Like, you know, guys, if you're going to eat my sandwich, like, you know, at least don't leave the avocados on the desk. Like, he thought someone in the office like ate his food and just like left it on his desk. Turns out we ended up finding some tracks and it was a raccoon.
That's hysterical. It just picked through the food. You know, you would think being an animal, you're not going to be picky. It's like, this is all edible. It's coming with me.
Right.
Well, he's not from California, so he's like, I don't like this.
Yeah, no, he wasn't with it.
That's weird, too. Their little paws look like hands. They look like little fingers.
They are very human-like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They look like criminals. Like, they look like they're wearing a mask and, like, they have black gloves on to commit robberies.
Except they're not silent.
They're not
they're
silent.
They're very clumsy.
I'm happy how that story went, though. I was worried it was going to fall on someone's head. When he said drop ceiling, I'm like, oh, no, don't be on a head.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy he just had sandwich.
Yeah, no child tortured or attacked during the course of that story.
Just some avocados.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
No worries. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Poor sweet Riley.
Stop it.
Kyle from K&J Tree Services on the phone. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, I told you, whatever I could do to help, just feel free, give me a call. Sounds like we got a little dilemma here, and I got a solution.
Yeah, the dilemma is, like, we don't have 20 minutes to just, this is like a circus ride on the show, you know.
Easy fix. Why don't I bring two trucks? You guys could go simultaneously. You could yell and scream at each other, support each other.
Pretty cool.
Great.
I like this idea, but I did kind of love the idea of them doing the Titanic pose together as the bucket goes up.
Scott's Kate Winslet, you're Leo. I see it all there. That's a poster.
Two trucks.
Yep.
That would certainly cut down on the time issue.
Yeah.
True.
Oh, I like that.
I know, we're going to have to make sure we have room for this kind of
thing. I've seen the lot. You're fine.
It seems to me you're looking for any excuse possible, Chaz.
I'm glad it's not just me seeing that.
I'm a thinker. I like to think things out. A lot of moving parts in this day. That's a great offer.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You. Thank you. We'll keep you posted on that. Like, see, I get nervous just thinking about it. Do people generally go up in the bucket if it's raining?
It depends. There's not necessarily a safety issue with the bucket. However, we don't go up and do tree work if it's downpouring.
Right.
If you were just going up to raise money for the children,
yeah.
You have a little rain, are you, Chaz?
I almost choked on my coffee.
Yeah, that is awesome. It's like you're not working, Chaz. You're standing. You ever stand in the rain before? You're fine. That is awesome.
What if the bucket fills up with water and I drown?
You know, I got to tell you the funny thing. When we started this with AJ at the AJ in a Box, I'm going along with it. I'm thinking it's part of the skit, him freaking out. We got to add a little emphasis on it for the listeners. Oh, no. That was 100% real.
Yeah.
He was... I couldn't believe how scared he was, and now I'm anxious to see how you handle this.
I suffer in silence. I'm not going to be entertaining.
Me too.
I'm gonna.
You withdraw.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm gonna pass out.
Yeah, but, oh, really?
Have a heart attack, aneurysm, something of that nature.
But everyone has like
in
this
the
breaking point
in the rain,
and we might learn that your breaking point is 75 feet in the air.
You might just see the mic fall down on the ground. Like, what happened? Where is he? Okay.
And this is why we wear harnesses.
See, he's got you covered.
Yeah, no.
Oh, it's gonna be
if
so
I'm
good.
Going up in anyone's bucket truck, it's going to be this guy's bucket truck.
Because your whole life you've been thinking about, what kind of buckets am I going to go in?
Well, I don't want to go into one of those trucks where they haven't looked at it in a while, and I just hope all the hydraulic cables work. Yeah.
We're not going to one of them mom and pop trucks. We're going big time.
I want a real truck. I want a newer truck.
I'm going to poop my pants. I'm doing it.
I don't want a truck that was around when Sanford and Son was the hit television show. All right. Kyle, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Let me know what else I could do to help.
All right.
Three buckets.
Kyle at K&J Tree Service.
The best.
Hey, one of my best buddies in the whole world is on the phone. He's got a pretty good raccoon story. John Gee.
How you doing, my friend?
Good, brother.
So, a few years ago, we slaughtered some pigs in my garage, and the kids were having a party in the basement also. So, raccoon was having...
Normal day.
I know. You know what? I almost feel like this... Casual. I feel like this is going to need more time because this is a great.
That was a great casual start.
What an intro.
Yeah, like we're right up against the clock right now.
Chad told me yesterday you got to do it under 3 to 4 minutes. I said, well, I got to translate from French to English, so it might take me 3 minutes. So the raccoon must have went through the doggy door or something like that. Anyways, everybody went to bed, and I had drank a little bit too much. In the middle of the night, I wake up. The reason why is because my wife is screaming, and the dog is at the end of the bed, and he's barking like crazy. So I kind of stand up, and I see both of them. I think I'm dreaming. I lay that back down, and they kept on going. So I'm like, all right, I got to get up. And then when I get up, I put my feet on the floor, and what comes underneath the bed is a big raccoon.
No.
It made his way in the house and destroyed quite a few things. But anyways, now he's under the bed, and I'm like, all right, I must really be dreaming now. So he goes into my bathroom. And I figure I'll be nice. I open the window and trying to chase this thing out, but no, he goes on top of the vanity and I'm trying to kick him out basically. But he's standing on his back leg and he's hissing at me. I was like, oh, whatever, you know. I didn't say the word. So I go and I grab the 9. I'm just about to shoot this thing, and I'm like, oh my god, if I shoot it with the 9, I'm going to destroy the back of my towel or window. I was nice enough to let him try to get him out of the window. He wouldn't get out of the window. So he's on my vanity, like you said, and he's on his back legs hissing at me. I just about shoot it with the 9, and I'm going to destroy my bathroom if I shoot with the 9. So I go.
About the raccoon.
Yeah, not at all. Guns, I don't care about. The tile?
I didn't want to redo the tile and all this stuff. So I think I'll just grab a small 22. So I shoot it with a 22, but I hit a vein. I must have hit a vein in his head or something.
Jeez.
The thing goes on the floor. And it starts rolling around. Blood is pissing, I mean, everywhere. Ceiling, wall.
Blood is squirting everywhere.
So I should have shot it with a 9, actually. So, because me and the wife probably spent 3 hours cleaning that bathroom.
Like a golfer, he's choosing which thing he should use.
It looked like a scene out of Dexter without the plastic.
I should have used my 9.
I knew I should have gone with the wedge.
The time it took us to clean that bathroom, I should have put plastic down before shooting. But it turns out that raccoon went all over the house. He went to a bathroom upstairs, put the fish tank down, ate the fish, trying to get out of the house through the to the fireplace or a firebox, whatever, and it was a mess inside the house. So I hope that it's not the same raccoon that the kid got attacked by.
No, it's definitely not. Your raccoon didn't make it out of the house.
No.
But it's crazy how vicious they are when they get nuts.
Oh, yeah. And for some reason at that house, there was raccoons all the time. There was another time I arrived at the house and Lorna called me and she says, you got to come home real quick because there's a raccoon in the garage because it was eating the dog food. And I arrived there and I said, oh, yeah, you want to eat the dog food? We'll set that up. So I put the dog food underneath her car tire. And I says, go eat
no,
the
no, 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 no.
We're good.
But go on.
Yeah, don't stop.
I tried to say bye to that raccoon, but I kind of missed it. So, and the kids were young then.
So I hit the vein.
It did break a couple bones of that raccoon. So now the kids are looking at me from the window, and they're saying, to Mom, Dad is hitting the raccoon with a big stick. But I had 2x4. I was killing that thing.
Life on the farm.
Yeah. Yep. Good place for raccoon to be.
Yeah.
Dad got a pinata.
John Gee, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You're one of a kind, man. You are one of a kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Raccoon problem, just call me.
Yeah. Love you, brother.
It goes Gulliver than him for storytelling.
Well,
it's
here's
amazing.
The thing. When you're a raccoon that's going to attack humans, you could either run into the sweet 5-year-old on our porch.
Yes.
Where you can run into this guy. And this
or
is
Elmer
like,
Fudd over here.
Right.
All his traps.
Yeah. The guy you don't want to run into
no.
If you're a raccoon.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.